Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see that the foundations has the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Why is that so important to note? The gates have the tribes of Israel, and the foundations have the names of the 12 apostles. You believe that, preacher? I absolutely do. Literally believe that. The names of the apostles. Why is that so important? Because we see that to the Jews first and also to the Greeks, salvation is offered to all mankind. And the church was built upon Jesus Christ and the apostles. We can read that. I have a note here somewhere in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 2. Let me find Ephesians 2. Verse number 20. And are built, let me start in verse number 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So when we talk about the church, the New Testament church, literally Jesus Christ began his church during his personal ministry. I don't want to get into ecclesiology and the doctrine of the church, but I believe the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ began his church when he called out Peter, Andrew, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. That the church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. Most people preach that and teach that the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. No, the church was energized on the day of Pentecost. It had already began during Jesus' personal ministry. I could give you 13 reasons, biblical reasons right now, but I won't do that. Maybe next few weeks we'll talk about it. Why the church began Jesus' ministry on the day of Pentecost. One of them is in Acts chapter number 2. Then they believed and were baptized, were added to the church. On the day of Pentecost, how can you add to something that's not already in existence? Amen, preacher. So on the day of Pentecost, what was it? 2,000, 3,000, whatever it was. How many was that? Carolyn, you're the Bible scholar this morning. How many was saved on the day of Pentecost? 3? Okay, I think it was 3,000. And it says they were added to the church. So the church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Okay, it began during Jesus' personal ministry. That's why it talks about the foundation, the walls, the foundations, has the name of the apostles because the church was built upon not just Jesus Christ, we read in Ephesians chapter number 2, but the doctrines of the apostles. By the way, there are no apostles today. They may call themselves apostles, but they haven't seen Jesus. They weren't baptized by John the Baptist. They were not witnessed to his resurrection. Are y'all following? Those were kind of the qualifications, but that's a whole other another story about that. But I want you to notice that the wall had 12 foundations, verse number 14, and in them the names of the 12 apostles. And then last week we spent a lot of time about the size of the city. We're not going to go there this morning because we talked about that. I want to look quickly about verse number 18 in these foundations. And the building of the wall, it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, likened to clean glass. Now, you notice up earlier, it talked about he measured the wall in verse number 17, 144 cubits. The cubits, they measured according to a man's arm. It says that is of an angel. So obviously, the angel was in the form of a man. And they would get the measurement of a cubit, approximately 18 inches. And they would measure it from the tip of your middle finger to your elbow. 18 inches. This is how they would do that. I measured mine a week or so ago. I put tape measure on there and measured. It was kind of hard to see it, but I kind of gotten from, it was almost eight. It was like 17 3/4. It was almost eight. Of course, it's going to, you know, Doug, kind of a bigger guy. I don't know. Some of these guys may have a little longer arm, but they look at it as 18 inches. Is that measurement of the cubit. So if you multiply all that, we're talking a wall, 216 foot wall. Now here's the controversy. Of course, it's not to me. We'll see when we get to heaven. Is it 216 foot high or 216 foot, what's the word? Thick. Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, there's some great commentators out there. You know what a commentator is? They're just commentators. That's what they think, you know. Could it be 216 foot high? It could be, but the Bible's not to say. Could it be 216 foot thick? It very well could be. I don't know. One fellow said it would be awful strange to have a 1,380 foot high city with a 216 foot wall that was only, that's like an ant bed compared to a mountain. Are you following? So that's why his argument was 216 foot deep. I always took it as 216 foot high. That's how I've always took it, because of the foundations and the names. I'm just visualizing, as you see the foundations, looking at it, you see the names of the apostles. Are you following? It'd be kind of hard to look at them when you're looking through a thick wall and it's cut this. Y'all are looking at me awful strange. Anyway, I take it as being the height of the wall. I could be wrong. I don't think so, but anyway. But we see it was of pure jasper. And notice it was clear as crystal. Clear as crystal. What does that mean? You see through it. It's translucent. Verse number 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with a manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second was a sapphire. The sapphire, as we would know it, is a dark blue stone. The third, chalcedony. Thank you. It's known as a greenish blue stone. Again, it's a beautiful stone. The fourth, an emerald. We know what an emerald is. It's a beautiful green stone. But notice these are different shades of color. Again, that variety. And I take this very literally, by the way. The fifth, a sardonic. How do you say that, Doug? Sardonics. Okay. It's red, stone streaked with white. I question some of these things only because God's made this. This is how man sees stones. God could have something completely different. Are you following? But as we would see these stones, as some of these gemologists or whatever's researched this, they say these are the colors of the walls. Some things I would die on. Hills I would die on. You know what I'm following? I would die on, I'm saved by grace. I'd die on that hill. I would die on the hill that Jesus could come in any moment. I'd die on the hill that I'm eternal secured in Him. Are you following? There's a lot of things I'd die on doctrinally. I wouldn't die on this one, on that hill, you know, wherever. It's subjective because God could do anything. But as man would know it and see it, it would be that sardonyx is a red stone streaked with white in it. It'd still be beautiful stone, whatever it is. The sixth is a sardius. It's a brilliant red color. That's what they tell us, brilliant red. The seventh is a chrysolite, and that's a gold stone, almost yellow. The eighth is a beryl. It's a light green. The ninth is a topaz. Again, it's a yellowish green stone. And then this is an interesting, that 10th one, a chrysoprasophis, sounds like a dinosaur, don't it? Chrysoprasis. It's a gold-tinted green stone. The 11th is a jacinth. It's blue, almost turquoise, they would say, tell us. And then the 12th is an amethyst, which is a rich purple. But the thing, whatever the colors are, you know, really not as important as this is, that they're all different. They're all variety. It'd be multicolored. How beautiful it has to be. Just unbelievable. And I have a note here. These stones are similar to the breastplate of the high priest in Exodus chapter 28, verses 12 through 17. If you'll remark that, they're similar.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.